WDR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Looking for answers into two high-profile mass shootings in the last 3 days.
Today, two large active shooter investigations are underway here in California. The one in Southern California, investigators working to try to find a motive. So far, that motive has been elusive for why the 72-year-old shooter killed 11 victims. And now a few hundred miles north in Half Moon Bay, why did a 67-year-old man allegedly shoot farm workers? That one may have been workplace violence, but they don't know yet.
That's ABC. Sees Alex Stone. Authorities say the suspect in the Half Moon Bay shootings sprayed gunfire at two landscape nurseries and then drove to a sheriff's station to turn himself in.
Come here. Hands up.
That's what it sounded like in San Mateo County when the suspect drove there. Investigators say the suspect in the Monterey Park shootings took his own life. A search of his apartment turned up a rifle, ammunition, and possible evidence that he was trying to manufacture weapon silencers. This is ABC News. Doctors and scientists getting together with the FDA this week to try and figure out next steps to fight the coronavirus. ABC's Trevor Ault.
The plan here is to potentially simplify the process, maybe streamline it a little bit for the COVID vaccine, shifting to just one shot a year for most people like we do with the flu shot. So this group of FDA advisors, they're meeting on Thursday to discuss making this change. And the idea is to update the shots each year so it can be a better match against a constantly evolving virus.
The concern, hundreds of people are dying every day from COVID, and less than 20% of Americans are boosted. When it comes to getting prescriptions filled, Amazon is offering something new. It's called the RX Pass, a benefit for Prime members that gives customers access to dozens of commonly prescribed drugs for a $5 monthly fee. Jamaica's government now asking the FBI for help in figuring out a fraud case with a private investment firm. Sprinter Usain Bolt alone has lost nearly $13 million. The fraud apparently going back more than a decade. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Hey, Fox Valley, if you've got a favorite supper club, we're your station, Civic Media.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matner with your headlines. Democrats want to give voters the chance to voice their opinion on Wisconsin's 1849 abortion ban, introducing a joint resolution Monday, which has little chance of passing the Republican-led legislature to get on the April ballot. Republicans blocked a similar non-binding referendum last week, but did pass their two measures. Now the April ballot will contain questions about cash bail and work requirements for some benefits. Health officials say Wisconsin's abortion ban makes the state unwelcoming to young families and healthcare professionals. A call to ban the use of hounds for hunting in the Shequamagon-Nicolet National Forest after Wisconsin's controversial wolf hunt 2 years ago. A petition was submitted last week by the Center for Biological Diversity and Friends of Wisconsin Wolf and Wildlife to bar the use of dogs to hunt black bears and other wildlife. You're listening to Civic Media in the Fox Valley.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million. Are you an experienced maintenance technician? Do you wish you felt valued at your current position? If you answered yes to both questions, then say yes to PepsiCo of Oshkosh. PepsiCo rarely has maintenance openings. Most employees have been there more than 14 years, but PepsiCo is hiring right now and has 3 openings for experienced maintenance technicians. As a global top employer 3 years in a row, PepsiCo pays way above average, and you can't beat the benefits. Free continuing education, tuition reimbursement, and an account balance pension plan, legit free money from the company to you. Plus, PepsiCo is committed to reducing the global carbon footprint through a PEP-positive corporate responsibility program. You're invited to the PepsiCo Job Fair on Wednesday, February 1st from 8 to noon, Thursday, February 2nd, 1 to 5 at the PepsiCo plant, 2541 West 20th Avenue in Oshkosh. Find more information at PepsiCoJobs.com or call 1-800-236-3720.
the Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crudités at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were crudy takes.
Crudies takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues. From the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. Civic Media.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
That's so cool. We're talking to Dr. Phil Rocco, who is an associate professor of political science at Marquette University, about the proposed flat tax in Wisconsin.
The idea that LeMahieu and Republicans are kind of pushing here is that, like, the surplus means that we're overtaxed. But the surplus is really sort of like a one-time perfect storm.
Didn't they try this, something like this, in Kansas? And they essentially broke Kansas?
Yes, this is what was called the Kansas experiment.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin Rapids, Green Bay, Oshkosh, Wausau, Amory, Richland Center, our home base of downtown Waukesha, and the rest of Waukesha, I guess, too. Madison tonight, anyone streaming out and about, and anyone listening to podcasts, and a very good morning to you, Shane Metnair.
And to you, Kristen Bry. How you doing today?
Good.
Tuesday.
My brother gets into town tonight.
Oh, that's nice.
We may have him back on the show later this week. It's been a while since we've gotten a market update from Mr. Benjamin Bry.
Can talk money.
He's been enjoying the sun in Miami.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
A little different there than it's been here.
I still wouldn't go to Florida. I just wouldn't.
Are you boycotting all of Florida?
Yeah, I wouldn't go to Florida.
So do you have a picked out of where you would want to retire that's warm?
No.
No. You're just going to suck it up and stick around here?
Yes, I will stay here. Or I would go to Michigan.
That's not warmer.
I know. But you know what I like about Michigan? This is going to sound so stupid. A couple of years ago, a friend's family has a place on the shore, and it is so cool to watch the sunset over Lake Michigan.
Instead of the sun, because we're never, well, you might have in your life have gotten up early enough to see the sun rise over Lake Michigan, but you probably didn't check it out.
No, I was always in work.
That's so funny. You know, this is a funny story, and then we'll get into what we're talking about today. But when I first moved, this is embarrassing. When I first moved to Milwaukee, now granted, you have to remember, I spent 14 out of the 17 years I was out of Wisconsin, living out of Wisconsin, 14 of those were in California. So the west side of San Francisco and of LA is where the ocean is.
Right.
And so it took me about 2 months to get used to the east side being
the water side
in Milwaukee.
The water side.
And the west side being like Brookfield. And I was like, oh no, the water is east. The water is east. Because I will say you're right. Sunsets over the water are
a little
different than over a landmass.
Yes.
Random landmass. The suburbs.
Yeah. And there was a big storm that came across the lake. That moved across the lake for like 3.5 hours. It was like being in a surround sound movie. It was just the coolest thing.
All right. Well, you got that picked out.
So yeah, Michigan. Here we come.
Have a Democratic legislature that's making moves.
Yes.
But we're not going to talk about that. This hour, we're going to talk about a little bit more tax stuff, including a proposal for a 30% sales tax?
Gosh, that seems high.
Seems high. It seems high, especially if we as we talk about how much inflation has been so hard on so many people.
Yeah.
But we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about what all of these tech layoffs could mean.
Google, didn't they just get rid of like 11,000 people?
Basically, in the last week, the equivalent of the city of Wausau has been laid off in the tech industry.
Wow.
And so it's a good time. I'm happy that I don't still work in the tech industry.
Not doing that anymore.
But then...
I'm sorry, but who would have thought that radio would be more stable than job in tech?
I know. God. But it seems like Wisconsin might be insulated from any sort of recession because of our worker shortage. And so sometimes there's a silver lining in even the worst scenarios.
All right, I'll wait for that explainer.
And then finally, to round out the hour, a different kind of spokesperson.
Oh, this is so good.
Candies have gotten laid off indefinitely. And it's another reason why we can't have nice things. And so
this is one of my favorite pieces of the week, and it's only Tuesday.
But to start with, I don't want to spend a lot of time on it because we did spend time on it yesterday, but I also don't want to not acknowledge the fact that California in the span of 3 days has now had another mass shooting.
Yes.
And this one was in more northern California. Half Moon Bay is just south of San Francisco. And from what we know so far, 7 people were killed in Half Moon Bay, in the farming area of Half Moon Bay. And the victims were Chinese farm workers. And the 67-year-old suspect, Zhao Chunli, is how you've heard his name pronounced?
Turned himself in.
Did he?
That's what I heard.
Well, what I heard this morning when I was listening to NPR was that it's potentially he was laid off. And so it's a
retaliation.
Yeah. But obviously this comes on the heels of 2 days later after authorities were still dealing with what happened in Monterey Park on Saturday night. And, you know, and this is also in a state where it's hard to get semi-automatic weapons, and yet it's not that hard to go to Nevada, and it's not that hard to cross state lines.
Right.
And so I don't have anything more to say than I said yesterday, but it's tragic. And what it's so down, this is 34 in 24 days.
Not even a month. We're not even out of January yet.
I know. And I don't know. Has there been any talks from anyone besides? Because I think, I don't know. Is there something different with the outrage when it's children and how quickly people move, like after Uvalde? Because I haven't necessarily heard anything as far as there's obviously the gun conversation is happening, but as many U.S. senators and Congress people, I don't know if I've heard as much of what else there's the political will to actually get done.
There doesn't seem much will to do anything. We just accept these and expect that these apparently will now happen just going forward. This is America. And there was about 7 years ago that my husband and I were overseas, and we were in Amsterdam at a shop.
Is that how they pronounce it over there? Amsterdam?
Amsterdam.
Instead of Amsterdam?
Yeah, I wouldn't say Amsterdam. But we were at a shop, and I was talking to the clerk, and she asked where we were from, and I said, well, we're from the States, and she said, I would never go there.
Mm-hmm.
There's too many guns.
I mean, it's like, it's the same fearfulness that I think sometimes gets instilled in us of Mexico City and going to Brazil and some of these places that sound scary because there's poverty. There's gangs, there's cartels, but the lack of self-awareness that's how other countries think of us now, is that you could randomly just get shot.
Going to the store.
Going, yeah. So I don't have anything more intelligent or profound to say than that, and but I didn't want to gloss over it. So
have to acknowledge it.
Yeah. So we will have the very awkward transition to set up a conversation about the fair tax bill, which is a very awkward transition. I acknowledge that.
I love how these things get named. You know what I mean?
Because it's unfair for the wealthy, Jane.
Oh, okay.
Our current tax system is very unfair for the wealthy.
Well, I mentioned yesterday, I can't sleep at night because I worry about the wealthy in Wisconsin so much.
So the Freedom Caucus, if you have not heard about this, there is a bill called the Fair Tax Bill that is being sponsored by Representative Buddy Carter, who's a pretty great name, I'm going to be honest, and he's from Georgia.
Sounds like
a guy named from Georgia, right?
Buddy Bob.
Buddy Carter, Georgia Republican, that would take all income, capital gains, estate, gift, corporate, and payroll taxes and eliminate them and instead be replaced by a flat 30% national sales tax on everything you buy. So everything you buy would then be 30% more, but you wouldn't have income taxes or capital gains or anything else you pay taxes on. But everything else would be 30. Everything you buy would be 30% higher.
A pack of gum, a carton
groceries,
of eggs, shoes, a pair of shoes, everything.
And to put that into perspective, current sales tax in most states is somewhere between 4% and 7%.
Not 30.
So this is from the people who brought you election campaign commercials, going to grocery stores, scoffing at the prices, and running campaigns talking about how inflation is ruining everybody's lives and how they're going to get into Washington and fix inflation, now wants you to pay, not all of them, but the Freedom Caucus wants you to pay 30% more on everything. And as you can imagine, this is an awful idea. And Democrats, including Joe Biden, are licking their chops at the opportunity to have this suicide mission of the group of Republicans who are pushing for this.
Yeah, go ahead. You go sell it.
Because even Grover Norquist, who is the guy who brought us the quote, he would like to shrink government to the size where I can drag it into a bathroom and drown it in a bathtub.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy. He said the fair tax bill was a political gift to Biden and the Democrats. And then in a different quote, he said, one of the stupider ideas that has ever been put forward.
Oh, I got to find that sound clip. That could come in handy.
Yeah. And so, you know, this has no chance of passing because the Senate is obviously still held by Democrats. Joe Biden would never sign this. But even the fact that they would let this be part of the conversation because it is such a terrible idea is fascinating to me. And so when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about consumption taxes and where they're useful and then where they're not. And just give them enough rope, right? This is As Goes Wisconsin.
What are the governor's priorities for Wisconsin? Tony Evers will lay out his second term plans during his State of the State address January 24th. You can hear it live on your local Civic Media radio station. Will abortion rights, Medicaid expansion, and legalizing marijuana be the top issues? Your favorite hosts also provide insight by breaking down the governor's address. The State of the State address live Tuesday, January 24th at 7 p.m. here on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation with I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 32. Southwesterly winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies again tonight. Lows level off around 24. Snow likely tomorrow. Highs level off around 30. Overcast skies. About an inch of snow tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 32.
From Oshkosh to Green Bay and points north, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network. A couple housekeeping items before we jump back into the terrible, terrible, terrible idea that a 30% sales tax would be. We're 2 days away from the $1 million ad giveaway.
Thursday.
I was texting some friends this morning who, run different marketing agencies. I was like, I feel like you have some clients who might be, who might appreciate this. And so 9 a.m. Thursday, civicmedia.us/million. You will go there. You will fill out an application. You will tell them that Jane and Kristen were the ones who sent you there.
Of course you will.
And then we will have one of our salespeople will be able to work with you on your radio campaign and work with you on where you want it to run and demonstrate the value of advertising with us. Because, again, as Jane has said, in 40 years of radio, this has never seen this happen.
Never.
Never.
No.
And so that's very exciting. So 2 days away. At this point on Thursday, we may be sold out at that point. But 9 a.m. Thursday, January 26th, civicmedia.us/million. And then tonight, it's the state of the state. Governor Tony Evers, or as we like to call him, Oplander, is going to be giving his first state of the state of his second term. And on the Civic Media Network, you are going to be able to listen to it live. News director Terry Bell and Todd Elba. Todd Elba is actually joining us at 12 o'clock today of the Todd Elba show. And he's going to inform us about what's been happening at UW Platteville Richland campus.
Yeah.
But he is also going to co-anchor with Terry Bell tonight to provide analysis of the State of the State address. And also, I'm assuming Robin Voss is giving the Republicans' response.
Haven't heard. I will check.
I'll never forget. This was 2021 when, after Voss had given his response, he then went on to receive the, I don't know if it was the honor of being the longest serving speaker of the assembly. Do you remember this?
Vaguely.
And so it was like they had to stick around through his speech and then vote on giving him this award. And there was this, I made a video about it, because there was this sound of Snoop Dogg saying, I'd like to thank me for all this hard work. And so I superimposed and lip synced to it as if I was Robin Voss. I would like to thank me. Because reminder, in 2020, they had just gotten off of a very long vacation.
Oh, that is beautiful.
And then they came back and he was like, I'm going to give myself an award.
It's all about me.
Anyways, I digress. Tonight, the State of the State address will be live at 7 p.m. here on your local Civic Media radio station. You can also stream it at civicmedia.us or on the Civic Media app. So I look forward to that, and I'm sure that will be part of the conversation tomorrow when Greg Bach is back on
yeah,
the show.
Yeah, after a week off.
Exactly.
Last year, it was Devin Lemahue who gave the response after the governor's speech. I can't find who will be doing it tonight.
Well, I'm sure we'll talk about it tomorrow. Yes. So, but yes, tonight, 7 p.m., you can hear it live here on Civic Media. And so going back to this terrible idea. So the idea of a consumption tax is worthwhile only in situations where it's, you know, there's legitimately things that we want people to buy less of. So we talk about how expensive cigarettes have gotten. It's not because of the price of cigarettes, of the manufacturing of them. It's because there's vice taxes on them.
Right.
And there's vice taxes on alcohol. And the gas tax is 18.4 cents per gallon. And so there's like sometimes actual reasons of why we tax consumption because we want people to buy less of that thing. But you have to be careful with consumption taxes because unless they target things you want people to buy less of or luxury items that only the affluent, wealthiest among us are really buying, like $5,000 Prada bags or something. I don't know. What do really rich people buy?
A third vacation home.
Or like a Bugatti.
Yeah.
Right. It's regressive, right? It burdens lower income people and middle class people way more than it burdens wealthy people, especially because the way that they're, I mean, I saw this great, wait, I should find it and play it. Because once you make so much money, like once you have over $1 billion, it's actually hard to give it away. Right. Because of when we talk about the capital gains tax and estate tax and all these other things that they would eliminate under this fair tax proposal, you're making so much just on the interest of your money. So like Mackenzie Scott, I think as much money as she's given away, Mackenzie Scott being Jeff Bezos' ex-wife, who right. literally cannot give her money away fast enough. But because she's making so much in interest, her net worth isn't actually going down, despite how much, you know, every month there's some new headline of how much she's donated to something, right? And so, you know, I don't live like that. My money is not necessarily making money right now.
Certainly not to that extent.
And so it's just, this is a terrible idea. And I don't know, between this and the idea that potentially the Freedom Caucus is the same people who brought you cutting Social Security, how do these people think they're going to get elected again?
Either they have consultants telling them to do this, or their donors are telling them to do this. Because I agree with you, it's a terrible idea.
I mean, it impacts. This is, you know, what yesterday when Phil Rocco was here and talking about the flat tax, which is obviously something different, and how much. For 1% of the population, they would see a third of the benefits.
Yes.
And basically everyone else would see people middle class and lower income would see like 17% of the benefits.
We'd get like $37 a year.
And it's like, I get that because of Citizens United and the oversized influence people who are very wealthy can have because of how much they donate to campaigns. But ultimately, a vote is a vote. And so if you have a lot of people who are angry about you changing their wallet and like what comes in and what comes out, like, can you really win again? Are they just that night? Like, are people who are like, I'm a Republican and I'm going to vote down ticket no matter what?
I think there's a fair amount of that. And I also think that not everyone is educated enough. They're going to have their rep saying, we're getting rid of all these other taxes for you. Isn't that great?
All right. Well, coming up next, I'm happy I don't work in tech anymore. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
If Friday nights mean fish fries, we're your station. Civic Media for the Fox River Valley.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Looking for answers into two high-profile mass shootings in the last 3 days.
Today, two large active shooter investigations are underway here in California. The one in Southern California, investigators working to try to find a motive. So far, that motive has been elusive for why the 72-year-old shooter killed 11 victims. And now a few hundred miles north in Half Moon Bay, why did a 67-year-old man allegedly shoot farm workers? That one may have been workplace violence, but they don't know yet.
That's ABC. Sees Alex Stone. Authorities say the suspect in the Half Moon Bay shootings sprayed gunfire at two landscape nurseries and then drove to a sheriff's station to turn himself in.
Come here. Hands up.
That's what it sounded like in San Mateo County when the suspect drove there. Investigators say the suspect in the Monterey Park shootings took his own life. A search of his apartment turned up a rifle, ammunition, and possible evidence that he was trying to manufacture weapon silencers. This is ABC News.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin is offering a new round of standard response protocol and standard reunification method training. They help schools learn what to do in an emergency and reunite kids with their families afterward. Attorney General Josh Call says the idea is a comprehensive approach to school safety statewide. An event known as the Ojibwe Winter Olympics returns to northern Wisconsin's Madeline Island next month. It's the first snow snake festival in more than 150 years. The federal government shut down the games in the mid-1800s because of gambling. Organizers are working to bring back traditional indigenous culture. There'll be workshops and other attractions. In sports, the Bucks beat Detroit last night 150-130. The Badgers lost to Northwestern 66-63. You're listening to Civic Media Fox Valley.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
Douglas LaFollette, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Good to be here, Mike. Across the country, in most every state, the Secretary of State is the person who is in charge of the election. And we've seen lots of hanky-panky in Florida back during the Al Gore elections, in Ohio and Georgia and Arizona and Michigan.
We appreciate you coming around, sir.
Check out the entire podcast library at darnwi.com.
The Devil's Advocates.
Today, I made a mental note. It was 1:09 Central Time when I found out Ron Johnson was a conspirator in a coup, a traitor to the Constitution, and Ron's been something of an apologist. You know, they seem real friendly. Well, maybe to you, Ron, because you were on the inside of the coup, and I've never made that accusation prior to today. So let's play it for the people.
This staffer stated that Senator Johnson wished to hand-deliver the fake electors' votes from Michigan and Wisconsin.
Follow The Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
To As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. We got Jane Matinere on the board. No matter where you're listening, thank you for tuning in to our show today. If you miss any part of our show, you can always listen to it as a podcast, which you can find on asgoeswisconsin.com/listen or Apple and Stitcher and Spotify.
And check out Kristen's TikToks too.
I made, so I'm trying to do a video every day because it helps with the algorithm and everything. And sometimes you just have to make something dumb. You know, sometimes it can't be explainers and like summarizing things down.
Not everything can be brilliant.
And so I ran out of time last night because I was going to batch a bunch of them and make a, because there's been a lot of news that's happened. And instead, I ran out of time and I was tired. And so I just made a really stupid joke. And I didn't come up with this. I've heard this one before, but whatever. The joke is, why is cell phone service so good in Wisconsin?
I don't know why.
Because even the smallest towns have at least 4 bars. But I'm and I have like 70,000 views on that video right now.
Oh, are you kidding me?
The internet is dumb.
70,000 views.
Yeah, so we might be doing some more dumb dad jokes on across social media going forward. But yes, you can find us on social media, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram.
All the places.
Twitter. And so follow us everywhere. It's a little different content depending on where you see us. But speaking of Spotify and podcasts, Spotify, as of yesterday, joins the other tech giants in layoffs. They laid off 6% of their company.
Wow.
And this is after the fact that last week, I know less about which departments were getting laid off. I always worked in sales. And I feel like sales is sometimes, unless you're not performing, one that you, like the layoffs don't happen because they need people to sell stuff. But last week was a brutal week for tech layoffs. So Alphabet, which is the parent company of Google, began to let go of 12,000 employees, which is also 6% of its workforce. And this has been happening for a while, but last week it was like particularly painful because Alphabet, and then Alphabet laid off people, Microsoft laid off people, Amazon laid off people. And so all of those cuts for just last week is 40,000 employees.
Wow.
Which is like Brookfield getting fired.
That's
like
terrible.
The entire city of Brookfield. Because they're about four. I looked up this morning and I was like, oh, like the populations of different Wisconsin cities. Wausau is right there. That's so many people. So it brings off in the last year. More than 200,000 people have been laid off in the tech industry, but unclear if that's the canary in the coal mine, as far as this is the recession coming, because the difference with tech compared to so many other industries during the pandemic was that they went on a hiring spree. And so they are still, so if you believe it, like, believe it or not, like, but so most big tech, quote unquote, big tech, even with these layoffs, their workforces are still above where they were pre-pandemic.
Oh.
And so they are Microsoft is still up 30,000 employees in the last 18 months, even though they've laid off 40,000 people. Alphabet, aka Google, has laid off 12,000 people in total, but they're still up. Meta, which is Facebook, hired more than 26,000 people in 2020 and cut 11,000 jobs. So it's like them right-sizing and not necessarily a looming indicator of where the economy is going in general, and which is probably a good thing. Cause like I can tell you firsthand from the tech companies I worked in, when money is flowing, they're not the most efficient people in the world.
Oh,
I mean, we've talked about it in this show, right? Like the salaries for these companies are insane. I mean, some of the, like individuals who are not even managing directors or executives, like making well into six figures. And so it's interesting though, because when I was reading about this, the one that stands out is Apple, who has not been doing layoffs, but they also didn't go on a hiring spree. And so they've only increased their headcount over time over the last couple of years by 6.5%, which is the same growth rate it's had since 2016.
Oh wow.
So something interesting.
This might be a stupid question.
Okay, go for it. There are no stupid questions, Jane.
Okay. But tech is still teching. I guess, why are they getting rid of people? Because
it's inefficient.
They just have too many hands for too few jobs?
Like, I always think about this as the safety of when I had friends who'd worked at Google. Because Google, in so many ways, with their search engine, just print money, right? Their bread and butter is, and like Amazon Amazon's retail business is not a profitable business. What they make money on is their servers, is their cloud cloud storage. And so when you have, and like, and this is why when you have such a sustainable and almost arguably, some people would say a monopoly on certain things, they can be, you know, Apple can get into the movie business. Amazon can get into the movie business. Like they can just start playing with money and Google can make Google Glass, if you remember that 10 years ago.
Yes, and, that know, went well.
That did not go well. But, you know, like the things that are not necessarily going to be profitable, but because they have money, they can hire people to do R&D and do go to the moon.
Right,
and,
right. Okay.
You know, and stuff like that. But, you know, I think if they're tightening their belts or at least looking at like, what are we spending our money on? I don't know. I think they're obviously still, yes, they're not shutting down. No one's filing for bankruptcy anytime soon.
I didn't think so.
No. But regardless of what pending, and this may, if Ben comes on later this week, we can talk to him about it, but what kind of recession is potentially going to happen? It turns out potentially the one silver lining of Wisconsin having a worker shortage is we may be insulated from job loss during a recession because we can't even fill the jobs that we do have.
I'm confused.
So our state is at record unemployment.
Yes.
And so the amount of Wisconsinites filing new unemployment insurance has remained near record lows all year. I mean, it's last year, not just 2023, which we're only 24 days into. And so our unemployment rate is 3.2. We've added 900 non-farm jobs over the last month. We've added 60,000 non-farm jobs over the last year.
Wow.
And this is mostly in growth in the educational and health services sector, both of which we know there is shortages in. And there's just more jobs and there are qualified people to have those. And so the chances of massive layoffs like that's been in the past, like with the either, you know, the pandemic was a pandemic, but when I was first coming out of college in 2008, is potentially going to not be as bad as it would because we just can't even fill the jobs that we have.
Oh, well. So there's a bright side.
If you're a glass half full person, there is that, but it is largely because the labor force just isn't growing, and it's been flat for decades, and it could start shrinking as soon as 2035.
Well, we've talked about this with many guests on the show about Wisconsin's challenges in attracting people to move here. And there are things that have been done in the last 10 years that
made it less
attractive.
Yeah. And I mean, I guess it could be seen as a silver lining for that a recession not being as bad, but it's not great. And in kind of conjunction with this, this came out yesterday. The state bar warns attorney shortage could lead to constitutional crisis.
There aren't enough lawyers.
There aren't enough district attorneys and public defenders.
Oh.
So the people who get paid the least
sure.
to do some of the hardest jobs.
To keep the courts moving.
You know, if you're going to go to law school and you take on all that debt, you're going to go take a lot of them. Or unless you're so committed to becoming, you know,
A DA or
a public defender. Like one of my good friends who's a public defender in Dane County, like that was always that was the goal. And like, then that's her job. And she's accepted that like what her money's going to be and she's adjusted her life. Like the reason she went to UW-Madison, it was because she got in-state tuition and all that stuff. Right. But compared to a corporate law firm starting salary, it's very different.
I'm sure.
And so we talked about this months ago. We had some folks on who were part of the lawsuit about the shortage, like the crisis that's happening in public defender offices. But this is also a problem in DA offices. And it's basically the State Bar of Wisconsin is calling the shortage of prosecutors and public defenders a constitutional crisis that could lead to the erosion of the right to a fair and speedy trial.
Well, that's disturbing.
And, you know, on my drive in, I was flipping through stations and it's, I feel like it's so much a part of people, the, you know, we'll just lock people up. Why can't we just lock people up? And first of all, that's not constitutional. Like, people have the right to a fair trial. And part of the reason why I was talking to someone who was a public defender last week, and there's been studies shown that because the Milwaukee County court system right now is, people are on a 3 to 5 year waiting list.
And so 3 to 5 years,
yes, to have their case finally seen. And so the delayed ramifications, it's not that there's no ramifications. So for some things, maybe there are, because there's just nowhere to put them. And this opens a whole other can of worms as far as the new juvenile center that they're opening that is like 15 beds smaller than it was in Lincoln Hills. And I don't know enough about that topic to talk about it right now. But as far as like, there's on the one side of where do you put people, but it's on the other side of actually giving people, like, going through the system to get a fair trial and get sentenced. And it's not as easy as just throw people in jail.
Right.
And without people who are public defenders, without people who are, I mean, is it Dodge County that the only district attorney just resigned and was like, I can't do this anymore? Because they don't have as the district attorneys, they don't have the budgets to give a fair wage to entry level lawyers. And so there's less, be like, this is free market, baby, right? And it's like, sure. if you come out of law school and your job that you get offered, even if it sounds interesting and fulfilling, but can't even afford you to pay off your student loans, you're not going to take that job.
Right.
And so, again, this comes back to the same people who are so angry about crime rates, but don't understand how the actual system works and who want lower taxes. It's like, all right, well, who are going to pay for the lawyers who are in charge of trying these cases?
Apparently, they should just do it for free.
Or apparently, we should just lock everyone up without due process.
But not in my backyard. You can lock them all up, but just don't do it near me.
Just not, yeah. Don't
build anything by me.
No, exactly. So yeah, if you have thoughts, I didn't know I was going to get that worked out. Sometimes that happens, but you were free to join the conversation. 844-967-2789 on anything we just talked about. A lot of jobs, a lot of job shortages, some people who are looking for jobs, but, yeah, I don't know how there's so many things that have shortages, but the ramifications of, well, there's ramifications for everything.
Yes, there are.
Ramifications for not enough healthcare workers. And like, I have a family member right now who's dealing with a lot of health issues, and whether it's because of shortages or bad communication or what, but like, her care is, to put it lightly, subpar right now.
That's terrifying.
You know, and it's just, everything feels broken sometimes. But when we come back, we're going to make it a little bit lighter, because one thing that, I guess this is also broken, because you have to say goodbye to a beloved spokes candy who is hanging it up. This is Ask Us Wisconsin. Bus boy, bartender, ladies of the night. Grease monkey, ex-junkie, winner of the fight. Walking on the streets, it's really all the same. Selling souls, rock and roll.
Eric was way.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
Are you dreading going into work every day? Do you want a career where you can earn more and feel appreciated? If you answered yes, then Sigma Castings, a division of Sigma Engineered Solutions in Marcus Ann and Jackson, is your answer. They are more than a company. They are a family of dedicated experts that span the continents. Here are a few ways they make you feel appreciated. Entry-level pay is $18 an hour with regular performance reviews. After 90 days, you get 80 hours of vacation plus 11 paid holidays. They will give you a $2,000 sign-on, stay-on bonus. They offer a robust benefit package with low premiums and great coverage, and their 401k will blow you away. Now hiring first shift, Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. till 2 p.m. Start your new career today at Sigma Castings in Markazan and Jackson. Find them on Indeed or call 920-260-8560 and wake up happy to go to work.
Here's today's STEM tip. Don't throw out that old plastic bottle. Repurpose it by turning it into an awesome terrarium. Just fill it with sand, pebbles, soil, and your favorite plant. It'll grow sealed right in its own ecosystem. Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Highs level off around 32 this afternoon. Under cloudy skies, winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 24 tonight. Cloudy skies expected. Overcast skies again tomorrow. Snow likely. Highs level off around 30. About an inch of snow tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 32.
From Green Bay to Oshkosh and Point South, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. You are welcome to join the conversation as we round out this first hour of today's show at 844-967-2789. And we do have someone on the phone.
Curtis from West Dallas is joining us. Hey, Curtis, what do you want to say?
I want to say that the system is totally broken because what you're saying as far as people going to prison, I have a group of friends of mine that have been, you know, in prison. But the system, what happens is when you privatize the system, as much as it's privatized in the state of Wisconsin, like all the prisons are privatized, it's for profit. So when you get for profit prisons, the system wants you to go to prison because they make money on you. They don't have the system like they used to have where, you know, they used to help you as far as like pre-release centers and so on and so forth to get you out of prison. It's everything's made to put you back there so they make money on you. It's really quite sad in the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's not really about rehabilitation anymore. It's just about long-term incarceration.
Well, especially when we've talked about, and we're actually Jessa Nicholson, who's a criminal defense lawyer, is going to, thank you so much for the call, Curtis, by the way. She's going to come back next week because she's been on before and she's talked about cash bail when it was a hot topic in the election cycle. But now a constitutional amendment is on the ballot in April on changing how cash bail works. And since she is someone who knows a lot more about this than I do, or that, you know, but she did such a good job explaining
she really did last time.
So we figured it'd be good to have her back on. And now that this is a real amendment that could change how cash bail works in the state of Wisconsin. And, but more specifically when she was on talking about how probation works and how easy, you know, in the case she said of when, if you can't afford to go to rehab, but part of your conditions of probation are that you go to rehab and then all of a sudden you're back in jail. And that's way more expensive for us as a state than just paying for you to go to rehab.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Well, I want to talk about the other fun thing. And
this is a little lighter.
On a high note. Yeah. So tech is not the only industry that's experiencing layoffs right now.
This is so tragic, Kristen.
That's also hitting the confectionery industry.
The candy people.
The candy people. M&M's announced yesterday that it's sending its colorful cast of candy characters into indefinite retirement.
Well, they've been working a long time.
You know, and it's just a it's not because they're not popular. It's not because people don't like them. It's not because they've just aged out of the role and they're not, you know... They can't hack it anymore.
They're not hot candies anymore, Kristen. Just say it.
It's because of the cultural backlash that they continue to get. So even as of this last month, there was backlash because they were going to do a all-female bag of M&Ms. But really, really what was the hot topic was about a year ago when some right-wing commentators, Tucker Carlson mainly, saw the changes that M&Ms made to the green M&M, changing from high heels to sneakers, as hijacking American culture. And so in the statement, a defeated-sounding M&Ms acknowledged that even a candy's shoes can be polarizing. And so it said it will replace its spokes candies with Maya Rudolph. That's now going to be, and I love Maya Rudolph.
Too.
She's great. But this is why we can't have nice things. Because you politicize everything. Or everything now is politicized. So just in memory of what this conversation was, let's play the clip of when Tucker Carlson lost his GD mind.
You're going to love this.
Because he was not attracted to the green M&M anymore.
Finally tonight, we don't usually give story tips to NPR, but here's a story they might want to cover pretty soon and doubtless will. M&M's, the candy company, has just announced that it's redesigning its cartoon characters to be more gender inclusive. Bet you didn't think M&M's were pushing intolerance, but they were. They've been changed. You're seeing the changes right now on your screen. The green M&M, you will notice, is no longer wearing sexy boots. Now she's wearing sensible sneakers. Why the change? Well, according to M&M's, quote, "We all win when we see more women in leading roles. Because leading women do not wear sexy boots. Leading women wear frumpy shoes. The frumpier, the better. That's the rule." The other big change is that the brown M&M has, quote, "transitioned from high stilettos to lower block heels." So less sexy. That's progress. M&Ms will not be satisfied until every last cartoon character is deeply unappealing and totally androgynous. Until the moment you wouldn't want to have a drink with any one of them. That's the goal. When you're totally turned off, we've achieved equity. They've won.
That might be one of my favorite things ever.
That he's ever said? Oh my gosh.
He's upset because he's not turned on by a cartoon character.
Did he also have a meltdown when Lola Bunny didn't have boobs anymore in the second Space Jam?
Probably.
Because there was people who lost their mind over that too. It's like, if we're not sexualizing inanimate cartoons, what are we even doing?
Exactly. Why am I alive?
But the fact that this is how much power that man has, that M&M's of Mars Company, which is a massive, massive company, and these are characters that have been around for most of my conscious life.
Oh, yeah.
They've been around since I was, I think at least a teenager, maybe earlier. And they're just doing away with them now because they're like, it's not worth it.
You know what he was ranting about last week?
No.
He's all upset about why we don't like tobacco.
Oh, yeah. He was saying something that's like the American crop or something.
It's the American, yes.
The smell of America, of cigarettes.
It's freedom. And because the GOP now allows smoking on the House side in the Capitol, and he thinks that's great.
I think the French would like to have a word if we really want to claim tobacco and cigarettes as ours, because I'm pretty sure, or Eastern Europe, you know, there's a lot of places that are really still into the cigarettes.
Oh, big time.
And,
yeah.
All right. Well, that'll about round out this hour.
No, I want M&Ms.
I know.
Frumpy.
M&Ms.
I want frumpy M&Ms.
Because that means equity.
Yes. Makes me happy.
All right. Well, we're taking a break for the top of the hour. And when we come back, Mr. Todd Elba from the Todd Elba Show is going to be here to give us the update on the UW Richland campus story, because we haven't talked about it, but he's been talking about it a lot. So he knows a lot more than we do. This is As Goes Wisconsin. He's a one-stop, got your heart, making all the panties drop. He's a one-stop, got me hot, making my eyes. He's a one-stop, getting fun, it's hot, baby, don't stop.
Woo!
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Suddenly, my quarterback is the number one trending topic. Why, you might ask, is Aaron Rodgers trending on Twitter? He's out this game. He's got COVID-19. And to my perception, he freaking lied to us, man. I'm very frustrated that he is not eligible to play this Sunday, especially when you find out your quarterback is a half a Trumpster. And he claims, I'm not a flat earther. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I just play one in the NFL. That pisses me off, man. I was going to bet on that team. Maybe.
New time, 3 to 6 p.m. And Dom.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CVV Green Bay.